So the most listened to podcast of all the podcasts that we've done together, and we've done a bunch of them, like 300 or something, is one that was called The Differing Professional Opinion. Hi, everybody. I'm Todd Conklin. This is a pre-accident investigation safety moment. So I started out with that differing professional opinion comment, right? It really is the most downloaded by like 5 to 1. I mean, it's funny what people listen to. The ones I think are going to be really interesting often don't get it. I mean, everything gets a lot of downloads, but the big ones, oftentimes they're the ones that I think, this is kind of a throwaway. Who never thought of this? And it's giant. And that's kind of what the differing professional opinion one is as well. And I wanted to talk about it again for a couple of reasons. One is it's made me think about it, because I come from a world where a differing professional opinion is normal. And a part of the fabric of how work is done is that I always figure you're sort of one idea, one person away from walking by your office and saying, hey, have you thought about this, one idea away from having a different idea, right? I mean, that's how it works. And so one of the things that's so valuable about a DPO, a differing professional opinion, is that you really build a process within which people can cordially and professionally and even sometimes aggressively disagree with one another. And I realize that's really important, because it does two things. One is it keeps the discussion about risk alive and active and a part of the organization. But what it really, and that's important, that's really important. But what it really does, he says, saying but, which means he totally discredited what he just said to say the next thing, but I meant to, okay? What it really does is gives us a diversity of ideas, a diversity of opinions, a diversity of risk understanding, a diversity of risk competency, a diversity of risk awareness. And really what we want is that diversity of opinion. The things that make you safe are a constant understanding that you're dealing with risk in real time and risk competency. Ultimately, a diversity of opinions. And then finally, and most importantly, the ability to sort of agilely adapt as work happens in real time. And that's a really valuable thing for us to think about. Don't be afraid at any level to invite people to disagree. You can put ground rules around it. That's fine. It can be professional. It can be in writing. I mean, but don't be afraid to invite them to disagree. Because when you actually invite a differing professional opinion, what you're doing is you're really increasing your diversity. You're increasing your risk diversity and risk awareness. You're increasing what you see. And by knowing more, you become smarter. That is the safety moment for the day. Simple and easy, but really important. Listen carefully to this one. Think about it. Play it again. In fact, that's a good idea. Tell your friends, thanks for listening. It is great to have you on board. Have as much fun as you possibly can. Do something very cool every day that causes you to learn. And most importantly, for goodness sakes, be safe.